Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. This is a brand new year with new things that we are doing on this broadcast, different topics we will be talking about. So if any one of you are listening, have some topics y'all would like to share on this broadcast with Joy and Peace, feel free to text me through Blog Talk, Radio Joy and Peace. And if not, you can check me on my Facebook page. I would love to hear from some of you all. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what is about to go on. Dear Heavenly Father, move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit use me through this broadcast. Dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that I say that will help someone along this Christian journey. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to praise you and give you the glory and give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is, do not resist authority. Do not resist authority among you, meaning authority. You know, for one thing, we'll talk about resist. You say, well, what's the meaning of resist? I'm glad you asked. It's to take action in opposition, try to eliminate, reduce, or stop. To remain unaltered, undamaged, unaffected by withstanding. To provide resistance, to keep from giving in to, engaging in, or enjoying. To offer resistance. You know, as I was going through this here for today's broadcast, resist, for one thing, means to stand firm, not yield, not fight against, to withstand the deletion action or be proof against, to refrain from. So I'm just giving you a little synopsis on resist. And you know, we have a lot of people that fight against, usually unsuccessful. So today, we're talking about resistance among you authority. You know, in our culture, we find that resistance to authority is often classified as a pathology, as a critic for dysfunctional. This should be no surprise when we consider that psychological as an institution became an unwilling tool for the class in power. Those in power view obedience as a virtue and disobedience as a vice, since obedience is absolutely essential for maintaining that power imbalance. So today, as we go throughout the broadcast, here was the letter of Apostle Paul. We ask you, brethren, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. You'll find that in 1 Timothy 5:12. And we're going to go to Romans 13:1-7 in a few minutes. You know, throughout the age, the Christian church has suffered as a result of internal strife and arguments. You will find examples of this even in the letter of the apostle. In some cases, the difference was about important theological matters. However, in most cases, they were of a more personal nature, originating from conflicting personalities, antagonism between people and other similarly cause of quarrel. You know, healthy relationship and leadership is essential if a community is to function successfully and in orderly manner. This is evidenced even in the animal world. Someone has to be given the authority to make decisions for the good of others, so that the entire group may lead an orderly and peaceful life as far as possible. You know, all through the ages, we come through where we have to have authority. We have people that's over us, whether it's in the church setting, whether it's on the job, whether it's at home where your mother and father have an authority over you in their home, or you have authority over your children in your home. But somewhere along the line on this Christian journey, we're going to have to take some authority from somebody. You know, in this respect, the church is no different from any other groups, except that the responsibility that rests upon church leaders and members is much greater, because they are working for the kingdom of God. I know a lot of you all have experienced being in the body of Christ. A lot of people do not like to take authority and listen to authority that have rule over them, especially in ministry. We have to ensure that a harmonious and effective testimony exists in your denomination. Church leaders should be elected in strict accordance with the will of God as revealed through prayer. You can't put everybody in a leadership position that God haven't told you to put there, that they're going to be over people, and the other people under them have to take up, have to give an authority over these people. So we better pray about everything. A lot of people say we shouldn't have to pray about this and that, but when it comes to certain things through the word of God, we better pray and have some knowledge of what God is saying, not what the flesh say. Because the flesh has to tell you things all day long don't mean it's right. I went over to Romans 3:1. You know, the word of God, I'm going through the word of God this morning. It says, let every person be subject to the governing authority, for there is no authority except by God's appointment, and the authorities that exist have been instituted by God. You know, verse 2 says, so the person who resists such authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will incur judgment. My topic is coming from the word of God, from Romans, the 13th chapter, and the 2nd verse, and I'll read that again. So the person who resists such authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will incur judgment. That means you just can't do no anything, everything you want to do when you have someone that's ruling over you that God have put in place. Not them put themselves in place, but God have put in place. Verse 3 say of Romans 13, for rulers cause no fear for good conduct but for bad. Do you desire not to fear authority? Do good, and you receive it commendation. Verse 4 says, for it is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be in fear, for it does not bear the sword in vain. It is God's servant to administer retribution on the wrongdoer. Romans 3:5 said, therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of the wrath of the authority, but also because of your conscience. Verse 6 says, for this reason you also pay taxes for the authorities of God's servant devoted to government and governing. You know, right now everybody is running loose, fancy free, and everything. Nobody want to hear what nobody else got to say. One or two people thinking they have all the answers. But have you went to God and got your commission from the Lord Jesus Christ, or are you going from your head and the flesh? Verse 7 say, pay everyone which is owed. I mean, we are to pay people when they have worked for, when they have done something. Pay the people. tax to whom taxes due. Those that have taxes, you know your taxes is due. Pay your taxes. Revenues to whom revenue is due. Respect to whom respect is due. Honor to whom honor is due. The Bible is saying that. Not me, myself, and I, but the Bible is saying these things. And we go on a little bit further in Romans. I'm going to go turn over to, and Romans 13 is a cornerstone passage in covenant theology. It is cited as the biblical backing for the following concept. And I went over to Matthew 20 and 20 through 18. And it's saying covering an authority, an apostle, covering an apostle. When you think about that, covering, we have to cover what God have given us. We have ministries. We have to cover our ministry. Prayer, we have to keep our prayers covered. You know, you think about the impact. What is true, what is not true. You know, does covering theologically foster biblical accountability? Yes. Does God judge us on our fruits or our submission to authority? Think about that. And how do we follow God's authority as a church? Is covering theology another gospel? Is submission to church leaders necessary for spiritual protection? Yes. Think about it. Is your pastor a good shepherd in the model of Christ? You know your pastor far better than anybody. Must we submit to authorities to have an authority? Yes. I'm just giving you some pointers today on resisting what happens when you resist authority. When doing the work of biblical interpretation, we can't just pick and choose the Bible translation that fit our thinking the best. That isn't respecting the text. A lot of people could say the very same thing, not believing in a covering. The church traditionally accepts authority, but the authority people have it is conditional, based on their character and faithfulness. And when necessary, people need to follow God rather than authority. You know, there is no evidence in this passage that Paul believed in unwavering obedience to those in authority just because they are in authority. You have to make sure that you're under the right authority. Covenant theology often speak of leaders being gods. Delegate authority. If everyone in authority represented God to the people, they are in charge of how can. You know, resisting God and resisting what God has ordained are two different things. Paul has chosen to be very precise in his wording in Romans 13. If he meant to say people are resisting God, if they resist authority, he would have said that. Instead, he said that those who resist authority are resisting what God ordained or put in order. God may have established the leaders of Judah, but they rebel against God. At that point, people must resist that God ordained because people corrupted. For Jeremiah to be submitted to God's authority, he had to speak against the authority of his government, the government which God institution. The word translate ordinance or institute in this passage is taso. You know, as I give an example, a parking lot manager may be appointed to be an authority in the parking lot, but that doesn't mean they directly represent the CEO of the company. Someone who is appointed to a specific position, walk in the authority of that position. I say that one again. Someone who is appointed to a specific position, walk in the authority of that position. If you have been ordained as a pastor, as a prophet, as a prophetess, as a bishop, as a overseer, a teacher, you are walking in that authority that God have given you. Think about that. Thinking about even with the parking lot. If the parking lot manager exercises his or her authority to command a parking lot worker to break company policy, a worker might end up in total rebellion against the manager, but still completely respect and follow the wishes of the ultimate authority. We have to think about that. When you are put in authority, you stand up in the position that God has given you. You know, a lot of people want to put you in positions that you are not qualified for. So when you think about that, ensure that harmonious and effective testimony exists in your denomination. Your church leader should be elected in strict accordance with the will of God as revealed through prayer, not from the flesh, but through what God is saying. And when God tell, when that person tell you that, it's going to already reminisce in your spirit, because God going to tell you first what he has for you. He will let you know what he wants you to do. And when that other person, whoever it may be, come, they just verify what God has already told you. If it is certain that they have been chosen according to this principle, you should continually pray for them so that the heavy burden of their responsibility may be eased by Jesus. His will and pleasure should be the principal matter at all times. Holy Ghost, and in Jesus, my Heavenly Father, help me to rise above pettiness, personalities, difference, so that I can praise your name. When you're working for God, you got to move. Good friend, best friend, prayer partners. Because where God is taking you, that person might not be elevated yet to go where God is taking you. So that means you have to be doing what God called you to do. Here God instructed the apostle to be nothing like the Gentiles, ruling in the way they exercise authority. The very same Gentile ruler Jesus was referring to are the ones Paul is referring to. I can't understand how Paul then would instruct people in Rome to respect the authority of the government. There was a huge difference between doing that and equipping the function of church leadership with the role and method of state government. In all the commentaries on Romans, I looked at no one even hinted that this passage is applicable to the church. That is dated and debated, but not above whether this applies to the church, but whether we should accept a corrupt, evil government. God don't want to accept a corrupt, evil government, which we are in right now, corrupt. One saying this, one saying that. It's no authority figure in place. Everything is all out of sync. We are, you know, there's a word called obedience. The value we place on obedience is the fact that we think of it as a positive trait. It is a direct result of par ritual culture, where for a monarch to keep its power, it must find ways to influence the mind, heart, and behavior of the majority. The best way to do this is to make those in authority. We have parenting and control. We have a rise of authority. When you think about that, everybody want to be in charge. Everybody want to be the chief, but nobody want to be the engine. And we can't have more chief than we have engine, because they're going to have a conflict because one that's in authority here, one in authority there, and they figure they should be doing this, they should be doing that, or why I'm not doing this, or why I'm not saying that. Think about that. You've been put in positions, and people come over and just want to take over what God have told you to do. And then you step back and let them, like I say, have at it. If that's what God told you to do, go right on with it. You know, we have to remember meaning from on high. The common belief is that it can be meaningful unless it is given from on high as a commandment or sanction from a God-like person. But this sort of relationship to the metaphysics is a project of relationship to authority figures in the real world. Relationship of dependence and rely upon to God through an action. You know, we can have authority and rebel. Almost everybody identify with and roots for the rebellion Alice and Star Wars, but many of them same people stubbornly or rebuke crushes and are attempted to those around them to rebel against whatever little authorities they have managed to amass in their own life. Rebellion against entrenched structure of power is usually good and just. When you think about authority, resistance, I know you have a lot of things come to your mind. What to do when encouraging resistance to your growth? Authority. Working definition authority are essential for being able to cut below the surface, answer difficult questions, like when authority is appropriated, who shall wield it, what's the true motivation of upholding it, and most important, when to fight against it. Here, you know, you think about two types of authority, rational and unrational, emotional, intellectual. We have to think about all these things when we talk about resisting authority. So today, it is certainly that they have been chosen according to the principle. You should continue to pray for them that's in authority so that the heavy burden of their responsibility may be eased by Jesus. His will and pleasure should be the principal matter at all times. I'm convinced that people are open to the Christian message if it is leveled with authority and explained as God's own word. So today our broadcast was talking about do not resist authority. You may not like the person that's over you. Don't resist it. God put them there for a reason. We may not understand it all the time. We may not know what's going on. But just go in prayer with the Lord. Let him lead you. Let him guide you into all truth. Because he will do just what he said. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will not let you down. I mean, God is so good. When you think about that, and our tag words today we used throughout our broadcast was resist, authority, strife. You know, I didn't talk much on strife. But, you know, when you're in authority, you have some conflict with strife with some people. That don't mean everything going to be hunky-dory every day. Some people going to oppose you. But you got to stand firm in what God told you to do. Refuse to accept or comply with. Refrain in spite of temptation. And I give you some definition. It's resist. Stand out. Stand up. Outbreed. Hold off. Refrain firm. Stand. Diffuse. Withstand. Hold up. Surrender. Give up. Walk out. Strike. Demonstration. March. That's people that resist. Withstand the force of something. So today, that's what our broadcast was about. do not resist authority among you. Gracious Father, we thank you for this program today. We thank you for those that came on, those that had to leave. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory today because it's not about us. It's all about you, Lord. And we give you praise and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. So stay tuned next week for another exciting broadcast that we will be bringing. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.